thealtarfc.com. Good afternoon, and welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We're going to touch briefly on Russia and China getting together, what America and the CIA, NATO, European nations are doing presently in Central Asia, in the Ukraine, is pushing Russia and China forward in their plans to halt what the United States is doing. And just yesterday, Russia's President Vladimir Putin, he was talking to President Xi Jinping, video conference. He quoting, "I'm glad to have a direct video link with you. It enables us to have a fundamental discussion of Russian-Chinese relations, comprehensive partnership, and strategic interaction. I regard these relations as a sample of genuine interstate cooperation in the 21st century." Russia and China, their resolve is firm. They are going to push back at America's policies in Central Asia. I had mentioned 6 weeks ago that the new target for resources for the United States government, for European nations who will benefit, is Central Asia. Mineral, they're resource rich, and Russia is in the way. We did what we wanted in the Middle East. We took over the oil reserves. We have given direction, controlled what happens in the Middle East to a great extent. Now, the emerging center of resources is Central Asia. Russia is aware of it. China is aware of it. The United States knows, is clear, that Russia and China are not going to allow. It appears to be the matter of Russia invading the Ukraine and taking over territory that doesn't belong to her. Has nothing to do with that. Has everything to do with the corporations of this country looking at a resource-rich area, oil, gas, metals, everything in the dirt. And then Putin goes on. "A new model of cooperation has been established between our countries, which is based, among other things, on such fundamentals as non-interference in international affairs, speaking directly to the United States, continuing respect for each other's interests. Our interest, China and Russia, is to make sure that we do not, Russia and China, do not fall into the global trap of America's plan for world globalism, world hegemony, the trap that EU, European nations, most of the nations in the Baltic are part of. They've been forced into it, a plan that has the nations in North Africa have been forced into, South Africa forced into, South America being forced into it. Canada, the Five Eyes countries are already a big part of it. China and Russia, their enemy is, yes, America and the plans that America has for world hegemony, and the way in which they will bring that about is through the Green Movement, a global society, also through a global reset to control the world's economies digitally. So they are protecting themselves. This is out of today's whatdoesitmean.com. Now, continuing, I suppose I could continuing talking about America's plan for world hegemony out of Ethiopia. There is an army in Ethiopia. It's called the Tigray People's Liberation Front, TPLF. Well, the Tigray People's Liberation Front just admitted openly day before yesterday that the United States is secretly directing them to seize the capital of Ethiopia and to overthrow its democratically elected government. Again, we see America's move on world hegemony. China, Russia, very aware of it. All of these operations are central intelligence operations. They are following a script that was put in place, to my knowledge, prior to the PNAC agreement, Project for a New American Century, in George Bush Sr.'s administration with Dick Cheney, Wolfowitz, Paul Wolfowitz, and that Republican group of hawks, which was revived after Clinton's administration. His administration was about becoming as wealthy as possible and pushing and continuing to expand America's CIA into the Middle East. Then when George Jr. came back into power, PNAC went right back into the plan moving forward in the program. But now that plan is ending up in Ethiopia, because Ethiopia also has vast wealth, minerals, metals. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
You're out with your family when...
Reports of an active shooter.
Dozens of shots.
Unfortunately, in the world we live in today, this is an all too common occurrence. Contact Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions at 970-578-9821 or unfairadvantagedefense@gmail.com. And I'll give you the unfair advantage in the fight. That's Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions, 970-578-9821. You can also follow me on Facebook at Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions.
Firearms and emergency response training.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
Continuing Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth, Sundays, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree Lampstand Ministry, Radio Church. If you can't make it to assemblies, all you have to do, turn on to 1360 AM Radio. KHNC, the top programming. It's going to get better. It is getting better. Going back to Ethiopia, why is Ethiopia important to me? Because, as I have mentioned in previous programs, Vladimir Putin is the man that is bringing back Russia, making Russia great again. He will make Russia great again. The military and the governments of the world, the governments and their military, they know Bible prophecy. They know America's in the Bible, Russia's in the Bible, China's in the Bible, England is in the Bible, Israel's in the Bible. They know this. They study Bible prophecy. The CIA, they study it. The military defense departments of America study it. And they target people that talk about prophecy, because prophecy shows the people of the world that the Bible is a legitimate, the one legitimate document given to mankind by God for the sake and safety of the people of the world, who come under attack of an invisible creature called the devil, and people that serve this invisible creature called the children of the devil. They know that. They don't want the societies to understand that. Ethiopia, Russia has a prophecy. Russia is going to invade Israel in a future date, and will invade by going to the area known as present-day Jordan. With Russia, one of the nations that will go with Russia is Ethiopia. Whoopsie-daisy, Ethiopia, yes. And right now, Ethiopia is a friend of Vladimir. They are working, Russia is assisting them against two major powers. The Chinese, on one hand, to a degree, they're trying to be careful, and the United States of America. Eventually, Ethiopia and Libya will join Russia when Turkey, part of Germany, I believe the Ukraine, and other nations make a move with Iran. They will all come down to attack Israel. After Israel has initial wars and takes out all of her terrorist enemies, Hezbollah, Hamas, ISIS, ISIL, all of the terrorist groups, Israel will be victorious. Then, after that, Israel will also destroy Damascus, invade Syria, Lebanon, take out her enemies, and also have a battle with present-day Jordan, and will win that battle and will take over that present-day land of Jordan. I know this is hard for you to believe, but everything that is happening internationally right there in Russia, in the Ukraine, with NATO, the United States, it is all beginning like a storm developing. Everything is right. The humidity is right. The temperature is right. The weather patterns, everything is perfect, or is beginning to, you might say, the ingredients are there. It also says in Ezekiel 38 and 39 concerning Russia, that Russia is going to have jaws, hooks put in her jaw. And God says he's going to drag Russia down to the mountains of Israel, which are not present-day Israel. The mountains referred to are the mountains in present-day Jordan. Israel will occupy and own and control Jordan. When that takes place, then Israel with Iran will come. They'll be destroyed with all the other armies. But hooks have to be put in Russia's jaw. God said, I'm going to drag you down. Drag meaning Russia's going to resist. Russia doesn't want to the conflict. Russia just wants to exist. But God said, I'm going to put hooks in your jaw. I'm going to drag you down to the mountains of Israel. And I'm going to destroy you and those that come with you. You don't have to drag somebody who is willing. Someone that is unwilling, that is who you drag. And Russia is being pushed or pulled, however you want to look at it. She's going to have to make a decision on what she's going to do with all the troops. And we're looking maybe, I don't know, 2 years out, I don't know. But the military of this country, we are watching what is happening. We are watching what's happening with China. The Pentagon knows there is no way to stop the coming Armageddon. You cannot stop it. It will happen. This is why the military and the governments of the world, militaries, are looking at the book of Revelation. They're going to try to stop Bible prophecy from taking place. They cannot stop it. I'm telling you this so that in your thinking, you can just watch the news. You won't hear anything about this on the mainstream media outlets. You won't. But you'll hear about it here. So keep coming back. And so Ethiopia. That's why Ethiopia is important. Now, let's see. Anyhow, I have an article here on that. I don't know how deep I want to go into it. But the United States is helping this group, the TPLF. And they are supporting them. They are trying to overthrow the elected president of Ethiopia. And the U.S. Department of State has denied the comments made by Getachew about America's involvement. He says that the U.S. is saying that it has never encouraged the TPLF to expand its military operations or enter Addis Ababa. But out of Russian news, it states that Western diplomats praised the TPLF's gains and flouted various scenarios about how Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, the country's first democratically elected leader, might be forced to step down. A secretive meeting occurred under the auspices of TPLF and connected think tank, which was set up by the U.S. State Department and the National Endowment for Democracy, which is a CIA front used to funnel support to U.S.-aligned groups. Washington has continued to maintain an official image of neutrality. But, trust me, this is always the lie. Then it says the U.S. has sanctioned both the Ethiopian government and the Eritrean allies for allegations of using denial of food aid as a weapon against the rebels in actions. So that's what the Americans are accusing the Ethiopian rulers of doing, stating that they have contributed to the crisis and conflict which has undermined the stability and integrity of the Ethiopian state. But similar punishments have not been meted out against the TPLF for their atrocities, despite evidence suggesting they seized hundreds of aid trucks belonging to the UN World Food Program that were intended for Tigrayan civilians. And this is true. The CIA, American military, whenever there is support coming to the opposite, to their opposition from China, from Russia, from other Middle East nations, those food trucks, those supplies are always confiscated by the enemies of a nation, and with the help of the United States intelligence agencies. The TPLF ruled Ethiopia for 27 years, during which time it constructed a federal system to control the country's dozens of other ethnicities. During that time, Ethiopia cooperated closely with the United States War on Terror and the newly formed U.S. Africa Command, providing facilities and troops that were key to advancing U.S. interests on the continent, such as the 2006 invasion of Somalia that overthrew the Islamic Courts Union government. They also waged a devastating war against Eritrea, which had recently won independence from Ethiopia and cost more than 120,000 lives. America's world hegemony, now in the Obama/Biden administration, the PNAC project, which the Democrats did not necessarily want to endorse, have not only endorsed it, they are taking the playbook, they are running with it. And I know that you may not understand behind the scenes who's really running this government. I had a visit with some friends today. We were discussing the possibility of Michelle Obama, who is really Michael Obama, running and possibly being a candidate to replace Kamala Harris. They're trying to decide who's going to replace Biden. Some think Harris is in the position to replace Biden. Then Pelosi can come in to replace Harris. And then eventually Pelosi can remove Harris, and she can take over. Talk now of Hillary coming back in. And I've heard over the weekend a friend talk to a group of us that Hillary bought I don't know if you want to call it a home or a small mansion across the street from the Capitol there in Washington, D.C., because she's planning to move back in. And also at the same time, I've read about it also. Then Hillary may be coming in to be put in as vice president. If Kamala is given the boot, then she would replace Joe, and then Hillary would eventually get her dream of becoming president. Like I say before, and I've stated this, Hillary will not be president. There will never be a female president, maybe for a operation, but that'd be about it. But no, as far as actually having power of the button, no way. Having control of the button, nope. It's not in the Bible. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. 1360 AM radio, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will return.
treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort. All the comforts of home and world-class pet care. 30 services available, daycare and boarding to belly rubs and massages. We have immediate availability, ultra clean and safe with individual suites and webcams. Book now and mention KHNC and get a 5% discount. Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort for dogs and cats. Just off I-25 and Crossroads, Northern Colorado's place for pets. Call us at 970-663-PAWS.
That's 970-663-7297.
The Loveland PE Gun Show, December 11th and 12th, has two giveaways from Zip Guns, a Springfield Hellcat on Saturday and an AR-15 on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Located off of I-25 and Highway 34 West at the outlets at Loveland. Buy, sell, and trade, and $50 CCW classes on Saturday and Sunday. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Most of you know I teach a hardcore urban survival class at Warriors Revolution. Classes are every other Thursday and Saturday. Classes are $25 a session, and there's five total sessions. Contact the radio station at 970-587-5003. That's 970-587-5003. Or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
And because we're in the Christmas season, remember, you're probably going to need clothes dry cleaned or whatever it may be that needs dry cleaning. Don't forget about the New Method Cleaners, Ron Tafoya, and his number there in Severance and in Loveland, 970-775-0623, 970-775-0623. 0623. Also, the Ramsey Auto Group. You're probably, the snow is going to come eventually. They can't keep it from coming. Weather warfare's 2025 are not going to stop the snow and bad conditions from coming. You're going to need a new vehicle. If you don't want a new vehicle, you can get a good used vehicle from the Ramsey Auto Group. You better give the Ramsey Auto Group a call, four-wheel drives, and they will work with you. You're going to probably want something, update what you have. Four-wheel drives, pickups, used, 970. Call Steve, 970-443-9654. Ramsey Auto Group, Steve at 970-443-9654. Now, speaking of Hillary, she's not going to, the daughter of Babylon is going to sit in the dirt. She's already sitting in the dirt. She's never going to make her throne. She's never going to sit on the throne. She wants to sit on the throne where Joe sits. Nope. That throne is going to be denied her again. It was denied her the first time by Donald Trump with the hand work of God, the hand of God. It will be denied her again. But now, she has been allowed to own 10 islands with Branson. She's been allowed to own all these islands out there in the Caribbean. She's Aruba, you know, what are the other nations or the other islands that she rubs? She rubs wrong. She runs. Jamaica, Dominican Republic, Bahamas, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Colombia, Kenya, and Tanzania, and many of these islands were roots of drug trafficking and human trafficking and child trafficking. With her, there are going to be the Norwegian government owning probably another with 21 islands. This is to put in solar energy. They don't need solar energy down there. Now, Hillary, her campaign, well, apart from running for president, her campaign is to enrich herself and her husband. And to do that, she needs islands. She needs people. She needs hurricanes. With all the hurricanes and the depressions that take place, she's been able to put together her different, they call it the Global Project, the Global Clinton Foundations. So they have one in the First Bank of Puerto Rico called Friends of Puerto Rico. She has the airlift to support access to care in rural areas. She has ARC, a commitment to solar power and primary health clinics, of course, health clinics. Aviation Cares, committed its work to global air carrier network through aviation. She's involved with the American Red Cross. She's involved with breaking the cycle of generational poverty in Puerto Rico. It's part of a Clinton Foundation. The American Society for Clinical Pathology, another one. The Commonwealth of Dominica continues. There's the World Ocean School, a foundation project. Building Marine Sector Virgin Islands Maritime Academy, ocean schools. Then there is the CathExis project. Businesses and cognitive training for Puerto Rico's small businesses. Then you have Within Reach, Child Development Center, whoopsie daisy children. Caribbean Tourism Organization, that's a Caribbean hotel. Who goes there? It's a coalition for tourism and brand Caribbean Regional Center. Then you have NetHope, it's for Caribbean Disaster Preparedness and Response. You have World Food Program, Caribbean Emergency Preparedness. Then you have American Federation of Teachers, the Children's School Clinic Mission to the U.S. Virgin Islands children, combating opioid addiction in Puerto Rico, which is called Direct Relief. It's a global initiative, another one. I'm trying to go fast here. Sorry. Whoa, they want to help people with addictions? Okay, well, what I've read, they need to stop smuggling drugs. Keystone Political Policy Center. All of this is in the black and the white. I'm not stating anything that is not still being stated, that will not continue to be stated about what happened with the talk on the street, places I go, is how many people caught the flu when they were around the Clintons. What really happened to Vince Foster? What happened to all the people in Arkansas? What happened to Webb Hubstall? Webster. Oh boy, I can't think of his name. Webb Hubble, Chelsea's father. What happened to him? I'm sorry, for those that didn't know, now you do. Then you have the Keystone Policy Center, employment pathways to Puerto Rico's students. You have direct relief, tons of emergency aid to Puerto Rico, global giving, disaster case management support for families. Then you have the Virgin Islands Conservation Society, disaster risk reduction, managing USVI schools, Flamboyant Foundation, SURF, disaster relief in Puerto Rico with Puerto Rican artists. The artists in Puerto Rico are having a tough time. They need the Clinton Foundation to assist them. AFYA Foundation, AFYA Foundation, elder relief, supplies for Puerto Rico's most vulnerable. So you got children, you got the whole swing. You got children, little young people that are students. You have artists. Now you have old people. Beatty Relief Alliance, empowering women in agriculture. Then you have VOZ, Activa, VOZ, empowering women-led enterprises for food justice. Community Foundation of the Virgin Islands, nonprofit capacity. We're going to continue. She won't become president, but boy, is she involved. Rick Rodriguez will be right back.
What's up, guys? It's Bucky Dillon from Your Morning Show. Understanding and maintaining the structural integrity of your home, your most valuable asset, is one of the most basic fundamental responsibilities of being a good homeowner. Right now, Pride Roofing Construction is offering free, no obligation, roof and exterior health assessments so you know the exact condition of your home. And if there's minor damage, like a couple nails popping through the shingles, they'll seal it for free. Just call 970-825-9305.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 200,000, 300,000, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
GottsPainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
I think you remember the old James Bond movie, The World Is Not Enough. Well, not only do you want the world, but you want the presidency. That is the cherry on the cake, the presidency. Will the daughter of Babylon ever achieve to the presidency? No. The daughter of Babylon will continue to sit in the dirt. She's going to have the skirt up above her knee. She's going to expose the leg, meaning a biblically, that's in the book of Isaiah, I think it's 47, No, she's going to bare the leg. All of the shame, everything hidden is going to be exposed. She's going to be naked before the world. At least that's what God says about her, as well as America. So, now, concerning owning the world, Community Foundation of the Virgin Islands, Les Lowe's Shaw Foundation, establishing the Shaw Pediatric Center for Excellence in Barbados. The Corporation for the Conservation of the San Juan Bay Estuary. Computer Science for All in Puerto Rico. Involved in everything. This is the pattern of the Rockefellers because she's of Rockefeller lineage, as the father and the grandfather, so the great great grandchild. Then you have the Clinton Global Initiative, Comprehensive Watershed Based Mitigation Plan in San Juan Bay National Estuary Program. Then you have the Acrucian Heritage and Nature Tourism, expanding the Building Arts Institute. We need more arts for sure. The Global Initiative Commitment, Computer Science Education in Puerto Rico. Then there is the World Central Kitchen, expansion of plow to plate, reducing food insecurity in Puerto Rico. Then there is the Foundation for Puerto Rico, expansion of the bottom-up destination recovery program. And then you have the Foundation Infant Jesus. The Infant Jesus is back. Oh my gosh, Infant Jesus. Okay, the Infant Jesus Medical Children's Medical Center for HIV and Malnutrition. Children. The Foundation, they bring in a lot. So, for Infant Jesus, there's a medical center. Focusing on the treatment of HIV and malnutrition at the William Jefferson Clinton Children's Center. At their center. Fighting malnutrition with crowdsourcing technology. I have an article on crowdsourcing. We should get to it. Lasco Chin Foundation. This is for schools, programs, gang alternative programs for schools in Jamaica. Why doesn't any of this go into the gang fighting gangs here in the United States? Then you have, again, World Central Kitchen, formalizing a 21-day plan for disaster response. Wherever there's disaster, there's a foundation, a Clinton Foundation, a Clinton / Rockefeller Foundation, International Federation of Red Cross, Red Crescent Societies, Green and Resilient COVID-19 Recovery in the Caribbean. Then you have Community Foundation of the Virgin Islands. Everything's in the islands, harnessing the sun to enhance children's lives. A hurricane takes out the solar panels, and they get bad weather once a year minimum. Then you have the AmeriCares Foundation, Inc., healing for health workers, building mental health capacity in post-Maria, Puerto Rico. Everything in that Caribbean. St. Croix Foundation for Community Development, healing humanities, rebuilding with resiliency in mind. Then you have the Caribbean Center for Resilience and Sustainability, helping prepare seniors for future disasters. I tell you what, I don't know what happened to the seniors in that area before the Clintons came along. I guess they just didn't make it. But you have to have a foundation to assist people that have lived there for generations. Then you have the high-quality local sourcing in Puerto Rico partnership with the Marriott International, Avendra, Aramark, and Walmart, committed to continuing a market and value chain assessment to determine the viability of a smallholder source agribusiness for selected target crops in Puerto Rico. Community organized relief effort, Hurricane Dorian housing, repairs and debris removal, the Community Organized Relief Effort, CORE, committed to supporting the Abaco Islands and the Grand Bahama Island in their immediate relief and rebuilding efforts by repairing 300 homes. Completing full muck outs. Well, you got to be involved in construction. Then Libraries Without Borders. Ideas Box, Puerto Rico, Library for STEM and Leadership. Dominica Association of Industry and Commerce. Oh, did I say that I still have like 3 more hours? You can own, the world is not enough. The world is just not enough. You want to own, you want to take, you want to be the first president of the United States sitting in the White House, putting claim to that building, the claim to that center of power internationally, to the claim to the nation that is going to. She knows world hegemony. She knows America's history. She knows America's future. She knows what the Bible says about America's future. She knows that America is going to be the hegemon of the world. She knows that, and she wants to be the head of the hegemon. So it goes on to Dominica Association of Industry and Commerce, Igniting a Learning Revolution, Medical Professionals on a Mission, Improving Health Education Through Skills Training, Engineering Solar Energy International. What can we say? The world is not enough. I'm only halfway through this article of all of the Clinton Foundation. This, oh my gosh. Hang on.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Hi, listeners. Jack here. The Hunting and Sportsman Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Mall to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That is peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton, Colorado. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have a half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They always have a full line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has got you covered.
Hi, my name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
We're going to finish out, and if you want to support my program, contact the station. You can write to the station, contact the station, and just let them know you want to support the present truth. And if you want to write in, it's P.O. Box 104, KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, and the zip is 80534. And or you can come in, whichever. Thank for those that are supporting this program. I really appreciate you. I just want to thank you. And it is making everything, things are stable. We want things stable. If you're in recovery, what do you call it, IR, or what is that called? Intensive care. Everything is stable, and everything is stable here, and it's not intensive care. This is top radio programming. Now, going back to what's happening, now there were, in an article I'm reading out of, one is Corey'sDigs.com. The other was theClintonFoundation.org. You can find what I've been talking about. And out of Corey's Dig, there have been questions by the State Department cover-up of pedophilia that plagued the mainstream media when Hillary was Secretary of State. A New York Post, CBS, NBC, they reported in June 2013 they'd obtained documents tied to ongoing investigations involving 8 cases of alleged misconduct by State Department worker contractors and a U.S. state's ambassador, all of which occurred during Hillary's tenure. The Inspector General memo from 2012 reported ambassador under investigation, which was routinely ditched his protective security detail in order to solicit sexual favors. Now, everything around the Obama administration that involved Hillary, there was much, much talk about child pedophilia. There was talk about child pedophilia with Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton and Bill Gates of hell, all these people. With these Clinton Foundation With the Clinton Foundation, all of these organizations, the main thread is children. A thread is areas where there is a lot of always catastrophes. It's in catastrophes where children disappear. Catastrophes where women disappear. Whenever there are these major hurricanes, women and children disappear, whether it be in the Western Hemisphere or the Eastern Hemisphere. When that great tsunami hit, that great earthquake there in Indonesia, one thing that disappeared, children. In the war in Kosovo, many children disappeared. This is what happens with these disasters. Children disappear. Do not disappear. Return tomorrow. We'll continue with the present truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. All programming is streamed always. Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.